Welcome to Friday, November 4th, 2011, as we take a look at Swimming in the Studio, Part 2. That's right, we did this 3 years ago in August. That's August of 08. And now we've gotten more rain, and wonderful things have happened. So I'm here in the studio, and the studio floor says... It really does. It's not a good thing when you're hanging out in a room that contains musical instruments and reasonably decent gear, and the floor says... I mean, that's really not a good thing at all. And again, as we demonstrated several years ago, when this happened, I have a drum kit, and I have water. And that's not a good combination to have either. Now, the water actually stops right around the point where the drum kit is, which is all nice and convenient and junk, but not really. And that's really messed up when you walk about 3 inches to the left of the drum kit and get... I mean, that's seriously not a good thing at all. Now let's walk outside the studio. Back in now. Now out here in this part of the basement, it's not too bad, relatively speaking. It's just a little bit of water on the floor, which is perfectly okay, but it's actually worse in the studio. Terrible thing, really. Especially considering I have work to do today. That's going to make things interesting. Oh well, just thought I'd show that. And now you will be allowed to return to your regularly scheduled life. Have a nice day. I won't.